This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. These are seven stories that we're following today. First, the markets dropped significantly yesterday on concerns that the economy was still going well in March with retail sales up and that the Fed would not lower rates quickly. Also, Treasury yields remain up and there's continued concerns regarding Middle East tensions, clear to see. Second, JP Morgan and Bank of America each reported lower profits this past quarter. JP Morgan is still up 7.5% year to date. Bank of America is still up about 7% year to date, but fell a few percent today. Third, the electronic vehicle makers, Tesla and Rivian, continue to take it on the chin. They both had bad days in the market. Tesla was down a couple percent more today. It's down 35% year to date. Fourth, Medical Properties Trust jumped nearly 20% yesterday on news of a large asset sale. It's been a tough year, a topsy-turvy year for Medical Properties Trust, one of the larger healthcare real estate trusts in the country. Fifth, Trump Media took it on the chin again yesterday, dropping nearly 16%. He was also, I think President Trump was also in court for the hush money case with Stormy Daniels, the porn star. A tough day and a busy day for former President Trump. Sixth, fantastic yesterday to interview three great leaders on the business side. Amy Hall from Health Peak Properties, formerly from Physicians Realty Trust, just has grown so much professionally, so great to interview her. Elizabeth Hudson, great advice on career pivots and how to look at those. Elizabeth Hudson's one of our regular guests. She's a engineer turned consultant, a brilliant person. And finally, Mark Krasnow of the Harvard Business School, originally founder of the company Bullseye Resources. And great to hear his story and some of his great professors at Harvard Business School and some of his thoughts. Finally, Seventh United Health Group had a good set of earnings, beat estimates. Their stock is almost 6% today. Their stock is down about 15% year to date. They'll also be taking a big charge for the Change cyber tax, but overall United Healthcare and United Health Group having a good quarter, better than expected. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you for joining us.